Vayeru Elov Hashem Ve'eloine Mamre. The Kliyokar stels, it should say Vayeru El Avram. What's Vayeru Elov? So the Kliyokar Avraham is a lashon of Srora, Av Hamoin Goyim. The schus that the Eibush that was Vayeru Elov is dafka because of Anova. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoshkinosoi Elo Al Chacham Oshir Gibor Ve'onov. The Ikr Tanai is Onov. If you're not a Chacham Gibor Ve'osher, doesn't understand Onov. Hakabis Dagonish. A Chacham Oshir Gibor was an Onov. The Ashuras Hashchin is on Vayera Elov. Because he wasn't Avraham Avinu. Vayera Elov. Another shot I heard that the Taicha Vayera Elov is because the Emes, the Schus that the Eibush was Niglut them is not because he's Avraham, but it was the Schus, the Bris. After the Bris, the Bris Milah makes a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram in the schus of the bris. We know by every bris, the Rabbanim Shalom comes, Eliyahu Navi comes, it's in the schus of the bris. Vayera Elov, not because of Avram. Anonymously, because of the schus of the bris. With the Tzelta Maisa, the Bris Kerov, there was once a bris, and there was a lot of chosher people by the bris. A big Asa Kudig of Sandik, a lot of chosher people. And someone told the bris, the Rav, he says, Dos is given a chosher bris. He says, by yet the bris Eliyahu Hanavi comes, the Rabbi Shalom comes, the Shechina comes. Anyone else, Memchilas Kvaydi, whoever they are, it's Yehuda Ba'id Lekra. It's always a Chashim of bris. That's a shame. It's Machnash Tavis. Vayera Elov. In Sfarim state, another Nakuda, what's Vayera Elov? Elov is to anyone. The Eibush goes to anyone. Even a Rasha. Even Eloi Nei Mamre, someone who's very stark in his Mamre, in his Merida. Vayera Elov. Anyone, the Rabbi Shalom comes to anyone. Russia is Russia Tavis, Rabbi Nishalayla. Vayera Elog, Rabbi Nishalayla Kumin to Yedrein. Beiloine Mamre, Rashi says, Hu Shenosan Loi Eitza Al Hamila. He gave him an Eitza. What was the Eitza? So, one shot is that Avraham Avinu was Mesupik if he should do the bris Befarhesya, or he should do it Pitsina, that people shouldn't make an Eisik about it. And Mamre gave him the Eitza to be Mefarsim. That was the Eitza Al Hamila. Another pshat is brought down in Tami Amin Hogan. There's a shaila in the Gemara in Pesachim. If you make a bracha al hamila, or the bracha is lomel. In the famous sugi in Pesachim, if it's al or lit, ganz a sugi by brachas, and by mila also, do you say al hamila or lit? Mamre gave him an eitza al hamila. The eitza was that the nusach of bracha is taka al hamila. Another pshat is, we handled last week, Be'emes, that we said that the bris of Avraham Avinu was on Yom Kippur, and we had a whole shaila, Be'emes, how should it be doicha Yom Kippur? It's a mila v'shalai b'zmano. We made an Asik about it. So I saw a pshat. That was the Eitz Mamre gave him. Avraham Avinu Taka wasn't sure. Should it be doicha the bris till tomorrow? Did he ready keep the mitzvahs or not? The Eitz was, yeah, he gave him an Eitz al Amila to do the bris. Now we know, Be'emes, there's a steer in Midrash and when the bris was. Some say it was Yom Kippur, the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, Tyson Rosh Hashanah brings. Others say it was Pesach. There are a lot of Makairis, though, that now when the Malachim come to visit Avraham, it's on Sukkis. That's why it was Hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'oyel Kechoyim Hayoyim. Why was he sitting outside Pesach Ha'oyel, not in the Sukkah? Because it was Kechoyim Hayoyim, and he was Mitztar. And he also tells them, Bishanu Tachas Fa'eitz, the eights of the Schach, come into my Sukkah. And he also tells them, Ki Alkein Avartem Al Abdechem. Be'emes, you're right, it's Holchei Drochem Potem in a Sukkah. Over Alkein Avartem, you're already here. Kum Darayim in the Sukkah. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Shtikel Svira. The Chazal says that this was Shlishi Lamilosoi, and according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, the Mila was on Yom Kippur, so then it wasn't Sukkot yet, it was Yud Gimel Tishrei. So you have to say one of the two, either the bris was on Yud Beis Tishrei, not on Yom Kippur, or that it wasn't Shlishi Lamilosoi, it was taka 5 or 6 days after the Mila. But that's what's Mavur over there. Now Rashi says, the Eibush sent him Malachim that looked like people. Because he was mitzvah that he didn't have Orchim, so the Eibush sent him Malachim that looked like people. Why didn't he send him Orchim? Be'etzem Hashem didn't send him Orchim because he thought he was going to be mitzvah from the Mila. But he saw that he does want Orchim, so there's a Lashikin Orchim. Shabbos, he was anyway sending Malachim, and each Malach had a Tafkid, one Lerape Esavrom, one Lahafich Esedoim, and one to be Mavasir Sorah. And the Emes, the one that was Mahapach Sadoim continued to Sadoim, by Sadoim only was two. And one of the other ones, it was either the one that was Mavasar Sora, he already finished his job, or he came to be Matziloit, and could be Matziloit and Refuah Savrom, it's one Tafkid. It's both, you know, of Refuah Vatzolah. I also saw interesting, if they wouldn't have saved Lloyd, Avram would have a Zag Masnefesh, his Viter, he would be the Chola of them. This is the Rapius Avram, that's all it's Lloyd. But that was that Malach. Now I had a Shiloh, each Malach only has one Tafkid. The Rapius Avram, Ahapach HaSadoim, Mavasar HaSara. But there was another Tafkid. They came to do the Hachnasas Orchim, to enable Avram Avinu to do Hachnasas Orchim. Why is that not another Tafkid? Why isn't that not a steer to the cloud? Of a malach doesn't do two tafkidim. So I'm clearing the pshat. These malachim came, but they looked like people. So that's tzvei dinim. They came as malachim, and they also came looking like people. And that could be, Rashi tells it, all the mefarshim, it says vayar twice. I want to say a pshat. Vayar once malachdik, and vayar the tzveitim all regular people, the kachnosas orchim did. It's not a stira. Als malachim tak, each one came for the tafkid of each malach. There was a separate din that they had to look like people. In that gather, it was to enable Avram to do Achnasas Orchim. And that was Taka, the two Oifanim. The Ramban already tells also what's the Vayar, Vayar. The Ramban first brings from the Rambam in Moir and Nevuchim, that the Rambam in Moir and Nevuchim, and the Rambam does this in other places also, that this was all a vision. Avram Avinu saw that he runs towards them and he gives them food. Everything was a vision. Frek the Ramban. So then, why did the past become Tomei? It wasn't the Emes. And he asked a whole bunch of other kashas, and he proves that it's the Emes. The Ramban also, it's Lashitosei, the Rambam, and the Ramban argue, by the Machloikis, the Melchoma of Yaakov, with the story Shel Esav, the Rambam learns, Yaakov Avinu saw it. It wouldn't happen. So Frek the Ramban, why was he afterwards, Tzelei Al Yurechai, if it was only a Vayar? But that's what the Ramban brings, that was the two Vayars, Vayar, and then Vayar. From the Chofetz Chaim, they say a pshat, what's vayar vayoretz l'krosom? The malach came to be merapa Avram, but when a malach comes to be merapa, it's not with a stethoscope, with the whole geshichta. Vayar, and then all of a sudden, vayoretz l'krosom, Avram Avinu was already in his rapa. The etzim vayar already created refuah, and it was able to be vayoretz l'krosom. The l'rapias Avram was from the vayar. Vayar v'hinei shloisha anoshim nitzavim alo, those are the three malachim that look like three people. In the Zohar it says that Vayar and he saw shloisha anoshim. Who's the shloisha anoshim? Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Avram saw a vision. He saw Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. We know that from the Chet Adam Arishim, the Seder Advarim now is that the Ovis are the ones that are misakin it. And now Avram Avinu, after the Bris Milah, Mibsari, Echzer, Lekah, he saw that there's going to be the Hemshif. He saw that there's going to be all three Shlavim. He saw the Shloisha Anoshim. He saw Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. That's what he was zeicha after the bris, to see the Shloisha Anoshim. And we know, Ein Karin L'Ovois El Shloisha. The Shloisha Ovois, the three Midois, till it comes to Ferris, that Haschola of the creating the Tikkun of what was supposed to be. Ein Karin L'Ovois El Shloisha. So interesting, I already asked Akasha. We say Misha Berach in Davening. We make a Misha Berach. Misha Berach. We say no Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Yosef David. Ain't Karen Ovis El Shloisha. It's Misha Berach. We say no Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron. Ain't Karen Ovis El Shloisha. So one shot is Taka. You have to read it differently. Misha Berach. We say no Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. And also Moshe Aaron Yosef David. Or someone says maybe Avi Seinu was not Ovis. Avi Seinu. Another shot is Rashi says in Brachas on the Gemara when the Gemara says Ain't Karen Ovis El Shloisha. Rashi says, Lafukei Shvatim. The Shvatim aren't called Ovis. The Shvatim aren't called Ovis. Vaitan and them, it could be called Ovis Efshah, like that Rashi. Vo'ekha pas lechem. He gave them pas, because pas is something that's soyed the salev. Only pas is soyed the lev, the Gemara says. Svasema says, pas is the same gematria as Talmud. That's the MS, what's Soyed is saying. Daf Gemara, Vistadar Sazayin, that's the pass. That's the pass, Doc. So he tells the Mari, Shloish Se'im Kemach Soyles. There's a Maram Shif, he says, we know that when Moshe Rabbeinu came up to take the Torah, the Malachim said, Ma'enesh Kisis Kirenu, Mechitesa, the Torah, all these Doris, Tof Kuf, Ein Dal Doris was in Shemayim, Mechitesa. So the Medrash brings that the Eivish to show that Avram looks like the same Dumus Biukni as Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Malachim, you didn't keep the Torah. When you came to Avram, he gave you Bosav Acholov, and that's how the Eibush is Menatzeach with Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Torah. So the Maram Shif says, in Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. If we wouldn't have this story that Avram Avinu gave them the Kemach and he fed the Malachim, Ein Torah. But in Ein Torah, if there wouldn't be Torah of Achmas Sarkam that Avraham Avinu would have done it, then Ein Kemach, there wouldn't have been the Kemach. That's an Ein Torah. Ein Kemach and Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. That's it, was Eichet the Torah. Now he makes them a suit of Ayika Chema v'cholov. He gives them cholov. The Gemara, the Medrash says it was Basar v'cholov. That's what the Netzachin over here was. There's a mice like this. The Gemara says in Bechoris Davov, a Havamina that milk is not mutter. Milk of a cow. The Gemara has a Havamina that's Asar cholov. The Gemara has Tutzvadim. First of all, maybe it's dam. Dam nechar v'nasa cholov. The process is that the dam is cholov, so maybe it's Asar as dam. Loisoy cholov is a dam. And also a Havamina that it's Abram and Achai. And the Gemara members has a Eretz to Havamina that cholov is Asar. So the Gemara has a Shakla Batari there in Bechoris Davov. What's the makar that milk is mutter? At the end, the Gemara says it's from the Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. It can't be that it would be Aser. The Gemara has a half minute to prove it from the fact that there's an Isra of Basar v'Cholov. Basar v'Cholov is Aser. Vaislo is Cholov Alein is Mutter. So the Gemara, it's not a Raya. Maybe Cholov is Taka Aser v'Achila. Ishtia. But it's Mutter v'Hano. When it becomes Basar v'Cholov, it's Neschadis that it's Aser v'Hano. And Kehena, the Gemara tries to bring various rayas from Sukkim and Tanakh. By Shmuel, it says he brought him Aseres Haritzei Cholov. It's like the Gemara, maybe it wasn't to drink, maybe it was only to do Schoira. Every time the Gemara is Doicha, what's the Makar of Cholov? Then it says Gemara is a Pella. It's a famous Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's no Isser Basar v'Cholov if the meat is treif. It's only Aser if it's kosher meat. Cholov of the Cheleb, there's no Isser Basar v'Cholov. Here, the Gemara has a Havamina that the Cholov is Aser anyways, and still it becomes Isser Basar v'Cholov. But that's that Shakla Batari in the Gemara. Fret the Shita Mekubetzes in Bechoiris Davov. You're looking for a makar that milk is mutter. Bring a raya from Avraham Avinu. It says he gave them Chema v'Cholov. Is a raya that Cholov is mutter. As I fret the Shita. Enter the Shita, Hashem Toysis Chitzonis. He says, no, it's not a raya. Maybe Cholov is awesome. But Avraham thought that they were goyim. And he thought it's Ben Noyach. And therefore he's able to give them the Cholov. The Haraya Zokta Shita. Anyways, he gave them Basar v'Cholov. So anyways, you see that Avraham Avinu is not stelling tzu here to Gidrei Yisrael. He gave them Basar v'Cholov. Certainly, you can't bring a raya that the milk itself, that milk is mutter. Because anyways, they were goyim. This sheet is a pella. The Havamin and the Gemara that milk is osir, but one side is because it's Avram and Achai. Avram and Achai is osir even to a Ben Noach. Even a Ben Noach is osir to eat. Avram and Achai. If Cholov is also as Avram and Achai, then it would still be a Raya. Even to a Ben Noach, Avram shouldn't give Avram and Achai. So it's only going on the side of Dan Esher. There's another Torah here that goes like this. That maybe it was Cholov of a Ben Pekua. Maybe it was Cholov of a Ben Pekua. And therefore you avoid the issue of Avram and Achai. The problem is, there's a Suffolk in Rabbi Kveger, Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea. Milk of a Ben Pekua. Is Basar v'Cholov? He has a tzad that the same way there's a heter of Cholov of a Ben Pekua, Cholov of a Ben Pekua has a suffix in a Bikveg, it's not Nilchik. There's no Issa Basar v'Cholov. So you can't go tell me it was from a Ben Pekua because then there wouldn't be Basar v'Cholov v'Cholov. Now it's interesting, in the Kemach Tatoyis, there's a medrash that says that the Emes Avraham Avinu was running after the Bakar to Shecht it, and eventually he ran and it came to Maris HaMachpelah, and that's where he found Maris HaMachpelah Bemes, and he ran away and he couldn't find it. So instead, from Sefer Yetzirah, he created a Bakar. So someone wanted to say, therefore it really wasn't Fleishik. And that's why it wasn't a problem with Basar v'Cholov, because the Basar would say for Yetzirah. And then Enoch Gevolzog, as I state in Malbim, maybe the milk, the cholov and the chema also was from this bakar. Bakar doesn't give cholov. Parah. And the emes, you don't need it. To answer a bus of a cholov, you don't have to answer from both sides. As long as the meat is not fleshic, it's not a problem if the milk is milchik. It's only you don't. The medavish enfren of beit zaitin. Medavish enfren of beit zaitin. Lemaisa, I saw in the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma also goes with this mahalach. He says that the milk. Not the bakar, that's something else, but he says the milk was milk of a Ben Pekua. The milk was the milk of a Ben Pekua. And he says, Avraham Avinu used to keep the whole Torah. How could he give them Basar v'Cholov? Must be it was milk of a Ben Pekua. And he shtos to the Rabbi Kivegim Shulchan Aruch that milk of a Ben Pekua is not Basar v'Cholov. And I have a horror on the Meshech Chochma, I don't understand. A Ben Pekua means it was shechted, the mother was shechted when the baby was inside, And it's nishchat agav imoy. Now, this milk came from a cow that's not one day old. It's a cow that's already giving milk. Why is it not milchig and it's not a problem of us of a chalav? Because Avraham Avinu had a mol shechted the mother of this cow, and it has the heter of ben pakua. According to the Marsha and the Ramban, we spoke about it last week. When did Avraham Avinu start keeping the mitzvahs? The Marsha we spoke about last week, and the Ramban and Parshas Emor, Avraham Avinu started keeping the mitzvahs when he did bris milah. Until he did bris milah, he wasn't keeping the mitzvahs. When he did the bris milah, the hashalik, the funny, there you summon. That's the stage in his life when he started keeping the mitzvahs. We answered many kashas with this last week. Amongst the kashas of why didn't he do milah beforehand? Because he didn't start doing the mitzvahs yet. How could you say that the chol of here, it's 3 days after Avraham Avinu's bris milah, and you tell me that the milk was mutter because it was milk of a ben pakua that Avraham Avinu had shechted quite a few months ago? If the baby is already giving milk, why is it a good shechita? Avraham Avinu l'chayra, after he starts keeping the mitzvahs, can't falazach on his own shechita that he did before he started keeping the mitzvahs. So who? Shem ben Noach. I don't know any of it had been a yid. Yeah, I'm not sure. And it's interesting, because the Meshech Chochma, when he says the word that it was the chol of a ben pakua, he stresses because Avraham Avinu kaim kol ha-tayra kula. Is he coming lafuki to Marsha? That's what he means. He's coming to that he's not. Yeah. Listen, the cheshbon of them. It says that the bread became tamei, the psora was pirsanida, so the lechem was tamei, and that's why he only served them the chem and the cholov, and not the lechem. And the emes I saw, that's why it was basar v'cholov. I was like, well, what's the right that the malachim made basar v'cholov? He gave them cholov, then he gave them basar. Shad is even the cholov and then basar, you have to be mekaneach with pas the emtsa. And that would be the mafsuk, but the pas became tamei, so it was taka basar v'cholov. And you're going to ask me that basar v'cholov is only asr when it's nisbashu biyachad. That's the only time it's also is up the stifler and birchas parrots, malachim gufam eish, and when they ate the basar and the cholov together, it was nisbasho. Hagam l'chayra, they were eating it. We spoke before it was tzvei dinim. They were eating it l'chayra anoshim dik, not malachim dik. But Azoy is up the stifler and birchas parrots. That was the bishul of the basar and cholov. But cholov, and it says that the lechem was tamei. So the achrayim ask, what's the grace of it? Maybe Avraham Avinu himself is machm, he eats only chulin betara. But what was it? Well, he couldn't serve these goyish benoyachs. Lechem tamei, the dough became tamei, so Sora couldn't make it anyways. For the mother, Avraham Avinu was machmir not to eat the lechem betumah. The pshat is it was yotif, it was the first day of Sukkot, and you're only allowed to cook oichel nefesh for Avram. Azoy, you can cooking for Avram already. The mashal the meat made for Avram, riba b'shiurim, it can prepare for the rest of the malachim. Oh, but the lechem that's tamei, if Avram, and it wasn't baked yet, it was isa, that was nitma. The heter would have been that she's begging it for Avram, and not the tzu, you give it to the rest of the guests. Shirayim. Aber. Yeah, okay, you have to work out the gedarim when you're allowed to for Orchim. Aber. The Isur is no heter because Avram Avinu himself is not going to eat it. Hotminish can heter to bake it for the rest of the guests. But the Basar, which is a Peladis word, because it says he gave them Shloishel the Shoinais Bechardo. It's each one separate. It wasn't as a another slice. Everyone was an egg and a shtickle. Basically, but that's the afyan in. Yeah, you have vitamin the parsha. You have the ma'aser that Avraham Avinu is mispalel for the anshei Sodom, and he wants to save all five cities because there's 50, and then he keeps on saying maybe if there's not 50, there's 40, 30, 20. Ulai. There's a machloikas Rashi in the Ramban when Avraham Avinu originally wanted to save all five when he asked for 50, but afterwards when he asks for 40, he wants to save four of the cities. Or Vaiti, he wants to say all five with 40, and then again 30. On one end, it's Meduik in the Pesukim, he keeps on correcting, only even 20 is enough. Vasa Shlecht, it's the same mathematics, 50 for 5, 20 for 2. It's not a starker request. Like it's sad that even by 20 and by 10, he wanted all the cities to be saved, then it's ready to undergather. But it's a Machlekes Rashi and Ramban Taka. The Kovner Rav, the Dvar Avram, it was a Shrek Lechamatzev, and his tkufa was the Haskola. People were going off the derech left and right. He touched up what was going on in the door. He says, "Tazoyi by Sodom." Avraham Avinu asked for 50, for 40, for 30. Let him take stock of what's going on, see what he has to put on the table, on the negotiating table, and handle. Was it? The Pshat says, when he started handling, it was 50. But he turned around, it was 40. And then invite him. He says, "Gemen Hamatzev Azevian Kovna, Vumet Reitzach." He turned around, and there's less people off the derech. He said, "It was mamish a quick process." Tazoyi the Gazok. Nishkindelech. Nishkindelech. As I did, the covenant, as I did, it's doing. So then the Eibishter Taka turns over Sodom. There's a gewaltige Wort from the Ishbitzer. He says, we had Milas Avrom. Avrom Avinu was slowly misaking all of his Ramachi Vorim, the Gemara says in the Dorim, until it was left with the last five Avrom, and then he was Meser the Orlo. That's what Mila was. It was Mischadish that he was Meser the Orlo's Gufay. And as we know, when you Meser the Orlo's Haguf, it's also Meser. The Kvegi talks about it too, it's also Meser the Orlo's Halev, and that's how a person becomes a Tomin. So the Eretz Yisrael is Oichet Azoy. Eretz Yisrael also needs to have a Shlemis, it needs to have Hasoras for Orlo. Ma Pechas Doim Vamoiro, the Chamisha Orim, that was the Hasoras of Orlof in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a Seder Advarim. After Avram Avinu was Meser Orlas Atzmoy, then the next stage is Hasoras HaOrlo of Gantz Eretz Yisrael. That's the Hemshech of the parasha. And Loit gets saved. There's a Medrash that says, with which schus was Loit saved? In the schus that he knew that Sarah was Ashes of Rome when they went down to Mitzrayim, and he kept it a secret. He wasn't the Gal. In the schus that Sheshosak, the Loi Gila, Sarah was his sister, and Avram is his uncle and his brother-in-law. But upon him, the schus that he kept quiet. So I saw the Achrayim ask, this is the only schus you can chalk up for Loit, that you tell him that he was Meschus Sheshosak. Loit was Moiser Nefesh for Achmasas Orphan. And he learned this mitzvah from Avram. He was moise nefesh in Sdoim to be machnas oirach. That's not oimid l'schusa. You have to say the schus is sheshosak. The hatzolas esora. So I saw one shot. With that, from we saw Salanter. The achnosis orchem of Loit is something he learned from Avram, and therefore it's noch gemacht. It's not egen. It's not an egen zah. He's copying. Tanke be mesirus nefesh, but he's copying. It's noch gemacht. Noch gemacht is a shene zacha, but it's a loze. The ikr is when he did an egena avoida, no one asked him to, he initiated, he kept quiet. The noch gemacht is an andere zach. When he stelt zu, a shene meisa, the zogt of the Satmar Rebbe, Rebbe Yoel. The Satmar Rebbe, by his avoida on Hashanah Rabbe, it's Yedua, Hashanah Rabbe, Hashanah went mamash straight into Shmini Atzeres to Kakopis. The whole day, it was a very big avoida, the Hashanah. People used to come afterwards, the wheels broke the zen, the Hashanah from the Rebbe. There was once by a chasana, a batchin was acting out the hishanus of the Rebbe. He had noch gemacht, and the Rebbe started crying. So the batchin had very tzifre treisel, then he came over after he asked mechila, and he said, what was the, did he ba'avol, he wanted to ask mechila, then he did, what's the Rebbe geveint? So he said, no, he says, you were doing an excellent job. You were doing an excellent job. Your mama still has me noch gemacht. I can only say in Yiddish. Ich hab gat moira, as ich mach sich noch. If you did such a good job and you're able to do it, I have more, maybe that's what I'm doing. Maybe ich mach sich noch. It's nicht eigene. Maybe I'm also copying myself. This is what I was good choice. Noch gemacht is not the same as Rebbe. There's another mahalach on the kasha, we're asking why Loit wasn't nitzel the schus of the achnosis orchin. The Beis Halevi says, and it's a whole arich of the Beis Halevi on this word, Loit did achnosis orchin with choshev people. He thought they were malachim. The kunst by Avram is that he did achnosis orchin even with mamish, three Aravim, Yishmaelim. That's what he's doing. That was the Madrega. By Loit, it's Nishkin Kunz. And the Beis Halevi said this pshat la'achar amaisa shahoya when he was stuck in an inn and the person of the inn did not know who he was and lomazogan anusach. He wasn't exactly shtelum tzu in oifin bechobed haroi. And then came a different admar to this inn, and all of a sudden the innkeeper who knew who this admar was, it's Gevar and Mamash, you know, Shulchan Kavod Malachim, and all of a sudden this admar sees, he says, I think he was the Rav in Slutsk then, or Brisk already maybe then, I'm not sure when, but he says, Slutsk Rav, was it's the dog? He was putting his thumb in a corner on the floor, and he got off a trestle, then so he came to ask him a chila. So he said, listen, you have to learn that Achnas Sachem, you'll come to me, and I'll teach you what it means to do Achnas Sachem with a posh the mensch, and then you'll know that's the side of Advarim, how it's supposed to be. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, it's a santamize the Zachan in the parasha, but I want to speak out on Akuda. If you're holding Cheshbin, it says in the parasha three times Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. It says it once when Avram Avinu goes to Davin for the Anshei Sdoim. It says Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. Atzveitamol, when Sarah tells him to go send away Yishmol, the ganze sugya, Girush Yishmol, it says Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. And a third time by the Akedah, it says Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. All three in this parsha. Now, in Tusanta Maisa, the Gemara says in Pesachim Rav Dalit, Zrizim Magdimin LeMitzvis, Shenemar, we learn out the concept of Zrizim Magdimin LeMitzvis, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. That's why I talk to Gemara. There's another Gemara in Chulin, Daftzadi Aleph. The Gemara says in Chulin, Daftzadi Aleph, Talmud Chochem Al Yetze Yechidi Balayla, Shenemar Vayashkem Avram Baboiker, that he didn't go out at night, he waited till the morning. And you see from here that a Talmud Chochem shouldn't go out by himself. Fractoisis. In Pesachim Daf Dalet, and also in Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph, which Vayashkem is which? Zog Toisvis, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker of Zrizim Akdimon LeMitzvis is the one of the Akedah. And over there you can't learn as Talmud Chacham Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla, because he was going with other people. He went with Yitzchak in the beginning with Eliezer and Yishmol. So you can't learn that from over there Al Yetzi Yechidi Balayla. There is the Makar for Zrizim Akdimon LeMitzvis. Masha Enkin, when he went to David for Sdoim, there wasn't the mitzvah, Toisvis says. And also, he went by himself. Over there, you don't learn out Zrizim Akdim and LeMitzvahs. Over there, you learn out Talmud Chacham Al Yaitzi Yechidi, that he waited till the morning. As always, it's the Shlim, the two drushes. Correct the Valta Kasha. So where do you learn out Zrizim Akdim and LeMitzvahs? From Akedah. What about Shiluach Yishmol? Shiluach Yishmol was a mitzvah. The Eberster told him, Kol Asher Toimar Sarah. He's Makayim a mitzvah that the Eberster said, do what Sarah said. And it said, he went out, Zrizus, Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. Why do we wait? And the Toysa says that we're learning out Zrizim Akdim and LeMitzvis from the Akedah. We could already learn out Zrizim Akdim and LeMitzvis from Shiluach Yishmol. Can we talk about Sheinavort? Shiluach Yishmol is a sakona, mamish sakona for Yitzchok. The tzivoy, the time of the tzivoy was it's mamish sakona, snafosh, sakona ruchni, sakona gashmis, sakona for Yitzchok. Over there, avad it's vayashkem avram baboiker. Every second counts. Lo yitzui, there wouldn't be a klal zrizim akdim lemitzvos. Lo yitzui, right? It's yofusim. We're learning it out. Lo yitzui, there's no such thing. He would anyways have to do vayashkem avram baboiker. It's sakana kol rega v'rega. By akeda, there was a tzivi to go to akeda. Good. You don't have to go. You can go mamish faratok. You can go at 6:30, 7 o'clock. You don't have to mamish go 5 o'clock. You can go much later. At 6:37. No, zrizim akdim lemitzvos. Dugma Ledovar is a famous shtickle from the Achrayim, the Biacheskel, other Achrayim, they handle. If a person has two babies to mal, one is a Mila Bizmano, and one is a Mila Shaloi Bizmano. He says, you do the Mila Shaloi Bizmano first. Not because that baby's older, also could be a reason. The reason is because, and that's interesting, there was once two babies, not from the same father, but they were making, the two brothers were making a bris the same day. One was Shaloi Bizmana. No, both were Bizmana. The Shiloh was which one to do first? The Shiloh was the baby that's older. The younger brother had the older baby, 10 minutes older. A few hours older. The Kedima is, it's telling the Lomnis if the mitzvah is on the father, the mitzvah is on the son. Who should be the Kedima? The older father or the older son? Oh, but don't read an Andermais. The Meret, that one is a Mila Bizmana, and one is a Mila Shaloi Bizmana. Zogun Dachronim, you do the Shaloi Bizmana first. Because Shaloi Bizmana is already a Chiyav, Kol Rega V'Rega, Oymin Be'esei. Bizmana is in a B'yayim HaShemini, and the reason we do it earlier, that's the first, that is the Gemara Masechim, because of Zrizin Magdim LeMitzvos, which we learn out from the Akedah. So there's a concept, a Milo, of Zrizin Magdim LeMitzvos. Over the Shaloi Bizmana is Kol Rega V'Rega. That's the Taitz we're saying, that you don't learn out from the Vayashkem Avram Baboiker of Shiluach Yishmol, rather the Vayashkem Avram Baboiker of the Akedah. Yeah, Abis Levayim the Akedah, then it's a great sugya. It's a shayla if it's called Akedas Yitzchak. On the other hand, it's called the Nesoyin of Avram. Who's the Iker Nesoyin for? Why do we stress that it's the Nesoyin of Avram? The emphasis in Chassam Sofer in Shuvah, he says that Avram Avinu had the Tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak did not have the Tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yitzchak was Makabel the Tzivoy from Avram. For Avram, it was Torah Shebiksav. For Yitzchok it was Torah Shebal Peh. And he has a whole vart in that it's two different dinim. Avrom Akitom the Akedah, Torah Shebiksavdik. Yitzchok is doing the Akedah, Torah Shebal Peh. And you need both together. Both together. That's the Torah Shebiksav with the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Arvit. There's another the Herder, why it's called in the Nesoyin of Avrom. Sach HaKol for Yitzchok? It's Gevaldik Madrega. He's Oyla HaShemayimah. Misas Neshika. צח וכל צדיקים אין להם מנוחה מעולם הזה. It's מיכאל אל חויל. What's it in the sign? For Avram, who's left over here. For Avram, it's in the sign. Avram is left over here. Now, there's many pshat on what's in the sign. Let's first speak out the Nakuda. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Asara doiris minoyach ad Avram. It doesn't say Avram Avinu. Asara doiris minoyach ad Avram. Asara doiris minoyach ad Avram. The next Mishnah, Asara doiris minoyach ad Avram. The next Mishnah, Asora nisyoinois nisnasa Avram Avinu. Shtel tov chayim v'lozhin. Ruach chayim. In the Ereshita Mishnah there didn't say Avram Avinu. Asora doyrus v'noyachad Avram. Zok there, it's Avram Avinu by the nisyoinois. He says the reason why in Klal Yisrael, the Veltfret, so many Yidden, like I say, through the doyrus moysa nefesh, mamish, they chose to be moysa nefesh kipshutai, al kiddush Hashem, and they were moysa nefesh to go to Eretz Yisrael. He says, it's because of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu! And that's what Avinu Taka paved the way. The reason why the bond of Acharav, it was instilled in them, that Metzias of the Nesoyon. And that's why they were able to be Oymed bin Nesoyon. Avram paved the way. The first mission is not saying Avinu yet. Asara Dorish, but I had Avram. The Nesoyon is what allowed, enabled Klal Yisrael to be able to go Dorch the Nesoyon. Another Nakuda. Avada, we have to still suit to that Nesoyon. In the Shem Yishmol, he says, interesting the hair. He says, "Bemis, it's an Nesoyin." Avram Avinu knows that the Eibushter could, the Eibushter's Kol Yochel. The Eibushter could take Yitzchak by himself, anyways. What's the kunz? The Eibushter could kill him, anyways. What's the Nesoyin? He says the Ikur Nesoyin is that he did it b'simcha uveratzon. That he did it, of course. You have to do it. Afraga, memus. He did it b'simcha. What's the raya? He did it b'simcha. Zok the Shem Yishmol, because it says Vayashkem Avram Baboyker. If you know you have to do it, and there's a date, you got to do it. Abazai came in Kratzen and Gazachois with a Shlech, with an Atzvus. Is Makunt. Nay, the problem that he did it b'simcha is from this reason. But he said, Hadgosha, that's the Ikar Avoida. And he adds a tremendous Chiddush. He says, that saved Yitzchak. The Eibushter came afterwards to tell Avram not to do it. Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoyrush Kinosai Elo Lamisha Shori b'simcha. If Avram Avinu wouldn't have been Shori b'simcha at Tzuma during the Akeidah, the Eibushter wouldn't be able to come to him to tell him the second command not to do it. Yitzchak wouldn't have been saved. What saved Yitzchak is that Avram was oymed in the Nesoyin. The Nesoyin was to do it b'simcha. And that's the ikar of the Nesoyin, not the etzem asiyah. Avada metut. And that's negay for every one of us. Mezen and shayndo, mezitz, melerd, yeah. That's avada, that's zavkiret. That's what we're here for. The kunz is, as metut is b'simcha. And the proper that you're doing it b'simcha is if you show up on time by Yashkem Avram Baboy. That's the proper that you're doing it b'simcha. As mezitz and learn, avada mezitz and learn. The ikar of the Nakuda is the besimcha and the besrizus. That's the ikar avoida. Now there's another Nakuda also that we have to learn out. It's Yedua, all this forum, talk about it. It says, Vayar samoke meirochik. What does it mean, meirochik? Avram Avinu saw the Nesoyin from far away. Avram Avinu is chesed. To do the akedah is the opposite, is gevura. To Yitzchak it wasn't the Nesoyin, because fakir, that is Yitzchak's midah. The ikar Nesoyin is meirochik, when it's not your midah. And that's the emes. It's a funny shaka of attire. The pasuk says, "Vayoyim Yitzchak al Avram Oviv, Vayoyimer Oviv, Vayoyimer Hineni Bni." Tisant. Let me get introduced. Vayoyimer Oviv, Vayoyimer Hineni Bni. What's going on here is Yitzchak and Avram are asking each other. 1 second, this is your Nesoyin. It's Gevura. He says, "No." Each one is being oymed in the fakert and Nesoyin of what he's supposed to do. And that, as Fasemis says, that's why it says, "Alachan Hehorim, Asher Oymar Elecha." You should bring the akedah Alachan Hehorim. Zog to Sfasemis, who's the Achad Haharim? It literally means one mountain. But he says, who's the one mountain? It's Yaakov Avinu. Avram is going against Chesed, and Yitzchak is going against Gevura, and that creates Tiferes. That creates Achad Haharim, the Meyuchad Sheva Ovis, the Bechir Ovis, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Tiferes. Tiferes, Emes, Tiferes, is Be'etzim when you Meshalev both together, the Gevura and the Chesed. So the Avoid of Yakeda, which was an Avoid of Sai Mitzad Avram and Sai Mitzad Yitzchak, each one going against his Midah creates Tiferes, creates Achad Aharim, and you always need Tiferes. It's again, the Shpeta Dika Parshas, but it's a Mura Dika Deher. Yosef is afterwards, Yosef is Yesoid. But Yosef has the tremendous Nesoyin, and he's Tzadik Yesoid Oilam. What saves him? The Mustiukna Shel Oviv, Tiferes. You need the Tiferes. It's the Tiferes, that's the first thing. Oh, but the Tiferes is what it's not just that it comes from, it saves the Yesoid also. And that's the Achad Aharim. There's a halacha. In Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Aleph. That says that you're supposed to say karbonis every day, the different parashias of the karbonis. It's a misconception, and most of the Siddurim doesn't have it. The Siddurim have Ezum Koinon, and it has the Parshas Atomid. But there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to say, it's not printed in most Siddurim, to say Parshas Oila, Parshas Shlomim, Parshas Chatos, to say the Parshas of the Korbanos. And it's a Sif in Shulchan Aruch, and then Shulchan Aruch has another lacha. You're supposed to say, in the Korbanos, a Pasuk in Vayikra, V'shachat Oysa El Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafoino Lefnei Hashem. And the Makor for this halacha is from a ton of the Veilio, which the Makor, the Tanah Velio says, Mishnah Berurah brings it, the Tanah Velio says, if you say this Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Akedah. You say this Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the Akedah. What's the Shaykh? It's the Pasuk in the beginning of Vayikra, by the Tomit, by the Korban Oil, Hashem remembers the Akedah. Zot Tisfasemes, it's not from Gezokta Pasuk. Avar Doshtei, Tanah Velio, say the Pasuk, but there's a Taiche. When you're saying the Pasuk, you're ingraining a message in yourself. Every person is the emes, a walking, talking Beis Hamikdash. The Shachanti B'Soicham. And if you're a Beis Hamikdash, then the Evorim Shana Shoma Tluya Behem of you is Gor the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim of the Beis Hamikdash. And a lave, the lave of a person, which is Tzofon, the Pasuk says, Mizbeach Tzofoina, the hidden part of your lave. That's the Spitz of the Beis Hamikdash. And every person is a Beis Hamikdash. A person has to know when it sometimes comes. On a soyan, it could be in a soyan, he had to go to the dentist. He saw something, he heard something, he was somewhere. It's in a soyan. And it's in a soyan that could fatrive you for 10 minutes, and it's in a soyan that could fatrive you a whole day, and it's in a soyan that can call you machin azman. It's in a soyan. The arbit is, and every person can still suit to an akedah, is vishachat o yisrael yerecham ezbeach tzafoina. Slice it away, and don't let it go into the tzfunas halev of a person. And that's what it means when you say the pasuk. It doesn't sound gezok that pasuk. Get the message of the pasuk. V'shachat oisoy al yerecham ezbeach tzafoina. Tribe an avek the yetzar that's trying to go into your lave. And then every person could make an akedah. That's a person's akedah. The akedah is, and if you say the pasuk and you learn the message of the pasuk, my law of akasa, the Eibush is masking you the schus of akedas yitzchok. That a person could be oimed in that nesoyim. We know that there are the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu. Be'emes it's a machloikis rishonim. We're referring to the sugyas now. The asorah Nisyonis. It's a mafurish mishnah in Pirkei Avos that there were asorah Nisyonis. And like we said, these Nisyonis were from Avraham Avinu, which now ingrained it into Klal Yisrael. But the emes is in this form state. Every yid has asorah Nisyonis, and every yid has to go through the kunsis to know what your Nisyonis are. But the kunsis to be oimed in the Nisyonis. And Avraham Avinu was oimed in the Nisyonis. Oymid ain't amida el tefila. Ain't amida el tefila. The way to be oymid ben esyonis, chelik of it is avada durch tefila. You're oymid ben esyonis. But it's a machlokes rishonim in pshat. What the esyonis were? L'moshel the bar tenura afenort. It's a mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The bar tenura counts or kastim as one of the esyonis. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos doesn't count or kastim. Instead, the Rambam doesn't count or kastim. He takes girish hogar and girish yishmal separately. Counts them as two different esyonis. Also to the Tzu, the Rambam doesn't count Brisbane of Sorum. The Bar Tanura counts Brisbane of Sorum as one of the Nisyonis. The Rambam instead says, taking Hogar as a wife, that goof is a Nisyon. Lekichas Hogar Leish is a Nisyon. Shiluach Hogar is a Nisyon. And Girish Yishmol is a Nisyon. And instead he takes out Brisbane of Sorum, and he takes out Orkastin. But side the Rambam and side the Bar Tanura end off that the last one is the Akedah. The Rabbeinu Yoina, he takes out Brisbane of Sorum, but instead he puts in Kavura Sora next week. Finding the kever for Sora is the 10th Nisayin. And we said, the Ksara of the Emes, it's a Gansa, Rishima, the various Rishayim that work out which ones are the Nisayim, the Cheshma, what we're supposed to learn out. It says by the Akedah that Avraham Avinu was a Kohen Gadol. The Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar brings down this concept that Avraham Avinu was the Kohen Gadol that was doing the Avodah. Why is Avraham Avinu a Kohen Gadol? What does it express that he's a Kohen Gadol? The Lashon of the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Uki Kohen Gadol, Higesh Es Min Chosoi, and the Emes, the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, in the Radal and the Pirush, he has a whole Arichas. We know that the Akedah happened on Yom Kippur. And it's a Shaila, was it by the Mokam HaMizbeach of Mizbeach HaZov, or was it on the Mokam of the Mizbeach HaChitzoi? It's not Klor, but it was Zichar in the Mokam HaMizbeach. The Rambam also brings down, in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, in the beginning he says, the Mokam HaMizbeach, the Rambam goes on HaMizbeach HaChitzon, That's the makom where Adam brought a korban, and that's the makom where Noach brought a korban, and that's the makom where Avraham Avinu did the akedah, and all those things is back at our base in English. But it says that Avraham Avinu was a kohen gadol. So you could say, because it was Yom Kippur, as I state in Perkei Rabbi Elazar, that it was mincha of Yom Kippur, near the end of Yom Kippur, ba'alois ha-mincha, and as kohen gadol was the only one that does the avodah on Yom Kippur. But I saw another pshat, the Radal brings, the reason Avraham Avinu had to be a kohen gadol is because Avraham Avinu is now going to shech Yitzchak. He's an oinin. His son just died. Oinin is pasul avodah. A kohen hedyet doesn't do avodah as an oinin. Only a kohen gadol. So he has to be a kohen gadol to be able to do avodah ba'oinin. Now, fregen d'achroinim, he's also becoming tamei meis when he's shechting Yitzchak. But the Teretz says, as tamei meis, it's not a problem. Because tumah hutcher b'tzibur and roiv of the kohanim, Avraham Avinu is the only kohen, so the kohanim are ois. But oinin, that wouldn't answer, because oinin is not hutcher b'tzibur for a kohen hedyet. Also, oinin is left to come on to the Teretz that he has a din of a kohen gadol. Now, I saw another kasha that they asked, that kohen sherotzach es hanefesh is pasul avodah. So I'm not sure if that's a kasha. Here it was a mitzvah to do. A kohen that killed someone with Mises Vezdin is possible. I felt another idea to check. What's the din? If that's going to be a problem. So we dealt with oinin, with tumah, and with kohen sherotzach. Yeah, so the asach merdo in the akedah, I just want to finish one last thing. This kriya avada brings us back to Rosh Hashanah, the niggun of the Rosh Hashanah laying again. This we laying Rosh Hashanah, and we have at the end, you have to know what this grace and yonim over here is. Es utz b'choyri v'es buz'ochev es k'mu ala v'yarom. It's a niggun zech with the Rosh Hashanah laning. Over, it's brought down. Utz is Eoiv, and k'muel is Bilam. Kum tochois Eoiv and Bilam. You know, Yisra, Eoiv and Bilam were in Oisei Eitze. It's brothers. Utz is Eoiv, as I state in Medrash, and k'muel is Bilam. But I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings a medaf. Einot megemont. Malent fort yivomis. Azayna yivomis tekezachto. It says in the pasuk, "Es utz b'choyroi ve'es buz ochiv." What's es buz? Beseder, we know they're brothers. It says keseder, kesed, chazoy. It doesn't say ochiv. He says pshat es utz died without kids, and buz ochiv, buz did yibum. That's what's the hadgosh. Es utz b'choyroi, es buz ochiv.